We spoke about Fungi last week and the dolphin, the performing, was he a performing dolphin? That'd be a bit unfair to him. Anyway, he does perform as soon as you head out in the water to see him. However, we now have the dark side of Dolphinland. As I said, it is July the 15th. It's St. Swithin's Day. Things get a little bit quiet, and that's why I'm talking about dolphins this morning. He's a bottlenose dolphin, known to have attacked several swimmers last year, and has relocated to the Aran Islands, where locals fear she could do the same. Dusty had been hanging about beaches in North Clare since 2000, and in recent years had been a huge attraction in Doolin, which we where we were recently. However, she had been teased and mistreated by some swimmers, and some had been hospitalised. I suppose if you start goofing around with a dolphin, start poking at it, he's gonna or she's gonna react. It's like, would you not, if somebody came up to you and you were having a ordering a cup of coffee in the canteen, and somebody came up and started pushing at you and demanding a picture taken without you realising or whatever it might be, you might want to goof back and say, hang on. And that's what the dolphin obviously doing. You've got to respect it. Like, Fungi is really respected. You could see that. But it looks like Dusty, the bad dolphin, as opposed to, he's more like, I will kill you. Like a real kind of nasty, the bad dolphin. He's hanging around. I think we should rename Dusty. Can we get a name for Dodgy Dusty the Dolphin, please? I want a better name. See, the dolphins look, they're smiling assassins. They're always, oh, there's fixed rictus Tony Blair grin on their faces. So they're never, never quite trustworthy. And yet they're always smiling. Come on, guys, I'll sort out the Middle East. But in fact, they won't, because they're bad. Or this one's bad. So Dusty seems a bit sad. Dusty has a melancholic name to it. Dusty Springfield. That's not good enough for a dolphin. Best dolphin name gets a prize. 51552. No idea what the prize is. The dolphin isn't evil or dodgy. She's living in her home territory, the sea. Swimmers insist on annoying her. And then, if she reacts, it's the dolphin's fault, when she's perfectly entitled to react to their unwanted attention. I say, says this text, fair play to her for defending herself against humans who purposely, antagonise her. It's a fair point. It's a fair point. Leave the dolphin. Sometimes nature doesn't need to be interfered. It's the first prime directive. Leave them alone. Sandra Collier says, I would call the dolphin Tetchy. What about Dolph Lundgren? I will attack you, says Mick and Kildare. Or Mick Hogan says, could call him Nidge. Nidge Fish. Nidge Weasel. Nidge Fish. Yeah, that's good. They're all good. They're not bad at all. There'll be a winner among them. Leanne, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Okay, what are we going to do? Where are you now? Where? What part of the world?
I'm in Ennis in County Clare.
Beautiful County Clare. We were there in Lahinch only last week.
It's lovely, isn't it?
It's really lovely. So you went out to the Aran Islands recently?
Well, this was like last summer, end of last summer, yeah.
And?
We were going out to the Aran Islands and we met this lady and she was all rigged out in her wetsuit. And we started talking to her about the dolphin because Dusty was around. Mm-hmm. And she said that she moved to Ireland to study the dolphin and that she's done lots of studies. And obviously, you know, she does something with marine life.
Mm.
And she said the dolphin's original name was Mara. And then she kind of moved to Doolin. Now, I don't know. I'm not an expert on the dolphin or anything.
Sure.
But she said that it was last summer all the trouble started, I think, with Dusty. And she said that people would be sticking their fingers in her blowhole.
No.
Yeah, and, you know, it's like her territory and she's a wild dolphin. So, you know, she said obviously the dolphin's going to react. And I kind of feel sad because it's given the dolphin a bad name now, you know.
Oh, now I feel bad about our competition.
Yeah.
So the dolphin, he is an innocent dolphin. So yes. So
yeah, well, I think so. Well, the lady goes swimming with the dolphin every day. And she said, you know, she'd go really far out into, like, kind of harsh waters, like Irish water, or the Irish ocean isn't exactly the smoothest. So she said that, like, you know, she's gotten herself into bother before and Dusty's actually saved her, so.
Oh, yeah. So Dusty is actually quite discriminate, if you like, in how she deals with different people. So a number of people, Leanne, have texted in, I see here, to say that a newspaper report recently said that local campers tried to pour cider down the dolphin's blowhole.
Yeah, like,
that's exactly really horrible, isn't it? That's a real violation.
Yeah, so if you've got, you know, it's like us. If someone tries to abuse us, we're not going to take it, you know, with a grain of salt. So,
So you're kind of suggesting that Dusty's getting a bad rap here, and that
yeah,
in fact she's
I think it's unfair.
Yeah, she's been kind of bullied, or certainly in a way that Fungi seems to be loved and gently treated and respected. Dusty's getting kicked around the place, and maybe needs a bit more. We need to be a bit more patient, a bit more, maybe even a little kinder to her.
Yeah.
Does that change the competition? Do we need to come up with a fairer name? Do we need to call it Boutros Boutros Dolphin or something a bit more UN related? Or I'm not sure.
We'll have to, I don't know.
I don't want to call her something mean now. I feel sorry for her.
Yeah.
So we have to come up with a fair name.
I think so.
Okay, competition just changed. Cancel all the things we've just done. 51552, the prize goes for the fairest name for Dusty the Violated Dolphin of where is he from? Doolin?
Doolin, yeah.
Okay, so it has to begin with D. Something that's fair beginning with the letter D wins the prize. That's only fair, isn't it?
I think so.
Leanne, you've just changed the tide here. Thank you very much indeed.
No problem, no problem.
That's really good. What are you doing for the rest of it? You sound very chilled, are you?
I'm actually going to get my driving license.
Have you got it? You passed the test and everything? Or no, the license. You're getting a little card now, are you?
Well, no, I need to get my provisional and not my full license. So, yeah, my dad's bringing me up to get it.
Your dad / taxi driver is bringing you up to get it in Ennistown to sort yourself out. Leanne, I appreciate your call today because you have certainly highlighted something that we didn't know about. So that's very kind. Your work is done here.
Thanks.
Goodbye for now.
Bye.
9:30 this Tuesday morning. Bull McCabe, no, those names are Dusty, Harry, no, Finbar, it's all changed now. Phineas, Darko, Pamela, no. No Harry Potter unless it's nice. Sid Vicious, no. It's all got Dusty Do-Gooder, the dolphin from Doolin, needs a name that's fair and reasonable and reflects her story. She's been poked and shoved and battered about by humans. It's her sea. We have to share. Man and fish must live to coexist, as George Bush once said. Ryan, did you know, says Val, that the human is the Earth's most prolific predator? That's true. If humans were meant to occupy and colonise the habitat of dolphins, he'd have given us gills as well as lungs. We're out of our face with power in the grand scheme of things, and we need to wind our necks in and respect all God's creatures. Which brings us neatly to the Planet of the Apes. If we don't respect the dolphins, they could become our new... And I welcome our new dolphin overlords, because otherwise this could... Okay. Brian says the dolphins and the apes would do a better job running the country than the yokes we have doing it. Well, we have the dawn of the Planet of the Apes coming up, as you know, this week. I think tonight is the premiere. I'll go and see it on Saturday when the teenager's home. But we have dolphins. So if we have, let's say, Dusty, the denigrated Dolph Lundgren, gets a place in cabinet, what would it be? Minister for the Marine? Is that it? And then what about Caesar? Would probably be Taoiseach, because he'd be the primal ape. He'd be the alpha ape. So that's Caesar, Taoiseach, Dusty, Minister for the Marine and Defence, maybe Minister for Marine and Self-Defence. So let's have a cabinet of the wild. What other animals and what job? Now I'm talking Flipper, Tarka the Otter, you know, Dumbo, Mickey Mouse. We could put him in finance. I mean, any of the great animals we've known down through, let's do the cabinet. And then we can put them all around the cabinet table and superimpose their faces. You wouldn't know it was July, would you? This is great. Cabinet of the animals we have known and loved down through the years, please. 51552. No prizes, just a bit of a lark. David, good morning to you.
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
I'm great, great. Dusty, the denigrated dolphin from Doolin, talk to me.
Yeah. Actually, my dad was down there a few weeks ago,
and
he was on a holiday actually in the Aran Islands.
Lovely.
And he was actually swimming with him. And the lady that was looking after him or researching him was actually saying he was quite cranky lately.
Now, Dusty's a woman. Sorry, Dusty's a female, not a woman. Dusty's a female. I was thinking of Daryl Hannah there. Dusty's a female dolphin.
A female, yeah.
Yes.
But the lady that was swims with her was actually saying that she's quite cranky at the moment, and she put it down to the storm. Storm damage around the country, and that all the construction and the Kango in and etc. was annoying her, you know, around the likes of Lahinch and all that area that got destroyed.
So the Kango.
Yeah. So she was actually hearing it from miles away. And
well, you have to ask yourself the question, not unlike the residents of Croke Park, why does Dusty hang around there when she knows that there's going to be noise? There's the whole ocean. She could go anywhere else. The Irish Sea. She could go anywhere else.
I suppose. I'm not sure, but maybe she made a home there, or, you know, but she doesn't like us anyway, by all accounts.
Did your dad enjoy the experience?
He loved it, yeah. He's still talking about it.
And did he get to touch Dusty?
Yeah. She was actually telling my dad to keep on the inside of him, because she'll actually try to take you out to sea, you know.
As in, like, put her fin around you and say, "I'm with me."
Yeah, just to play. She said she was quite playful. And
okay. I wonder, does the dolphin enjoy that? I mean, you would assume if the dolphin didn't like it, she'd bugger off to somewhere where she's not being hassled by humans. But actually, maybe she's there because she enjoys swimming with punters.
Maybe, yeah, but that girl actually swims with her every day, so Yeah, I don't know her name. The dad knew her name, but I've forgotten it now. But every day, she's not an Irish girl. I think she might be somewhere from Denmark or Norway or somewhere like that.
Can I ask you how old you are, David?
I'm 30.
So what does that make your dad?
He's 56.
What age?
56.
56?
Yeah.
Okay, so he had you quite young, didn't he?
He did.
And what about is this a bucket kicking exercise, or was this a list ticking job, or has he done this before?
No, he's just on holidays. He went to Doolin and Inch, and he was on the Aran Islands, and he came across a dolphin on the Aran Islands.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it was in Inish here he was on.
Very good, beautiful part of the world, as we know.
Yeah.
So that's okay. Well, you should watch the documentary we spoke about last week about the woman who talked to dolphins. You can get it online. It's odd, very peculiar, but it just fits in with what we're talking about today.
I'll mention it to him.
Yeah, please do. Okay, David. Well, thank you so much indeed. What are you up for the summer?
Oh, and just that. Well, I've been doing a bit of kayaking, and we're moving into a house now soon, so we'll be busy refurbishing that and that.
Are you working?
Yeah, I am.
Are you going to tell me what you're working at?
Well, I work in Westport as a retail manager, but I'm actually going back to college in September.
Good on you. Okay, well, good luck in all your endeavours. And you're living in a beautiful town, as I well know. I was there recently, and it's gorgeous there. So,
okay.
Success in what you do, David. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Ryan. Bye.
Okay, all the best. 51552. Mary Russell in Ballyhonus is winning. She just sent in the best name so far. Adolf. That's really good. Or Adolf. But that's mean, because it's not, oh no, I can't give it to her. Sorry, Mary. No, that's mean. We can't call the dolphin after the leader of the Third Reich. That wouldn't be right at all. We're trying to make make Dusty happy and fair. Back to our fantasy animal ministry. Lassie for Minister for Communications is Dennis Canty and McCroom. Thanks for that. It's a super idea. Now, Minister for Concerts at Croke Park could be, there must be room for Eeyore. We'll probably get in there as well. What about Dusty the Dark Knight? It helps people, but you don't want to mess with her. Dusty the Dark Knight, it's okay. Delilah for the Dolphin, Susan and Galway, good. And the other suggestions coming in thick and fast, and they're all getting the joke, which is good. Skippy the Bush Kangaroo could be the minister for people stuck down a well, says Derry in Cork. That's brilliant. Don't be so patronising, I'm stuck. Go and get somebody. God, don't be so judgmental. Down a well, it hurts. It's lonely. I've stopped for lunch in a hotel on the M50 fairly regularly, says the text. I was sure I saw a couple stopping in for a quickie. People looking furtively and sort of mismatched, and then leaving in separate cars. That now absolutely doesn't surprise me at all. Ger, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
I'm good. Nice to talk to you. Back to our poor dolphin now, Dusty, the denigrated dolphin of Doolin. What's happening?
We were down there 2 years ago, and we went around the boat at the Cliffs of Moher.
Yeah.
And with that, the dolphin started swimming with the boat.
Okay.
And the children were like, oh my God, there's a dolphin in Ireland, you know, all this. So
yeah,
that was great. And we came back into the harbour, and he was in the harbour. And the children were dying to get into the water with him. There was lots of children swimming around him that day. So I said to the lads, we'll come back the next day. We went back the next day, and they were actually in the water with the dolphin, touching the dolphin in Ireland. It was magical. Now, it was really magical. And, like, we were talking about it for months after, you know, the experience in Ireland. And there's a man out on the rocks, and he tells everyone the story, how the dolphin came to Doolin, and how people have swam with him for years, and he's been really kind. And we had no bad experience with him. He was fabulous, really brilliant day. Sun was shining. One of those great days of 20 degrees and 24 degrees it was down there. It was fabulous. The children had a fabulous time, and we'll always remember. It's a memory they'll always cherish, I think.
So dolphin happy, kids happy.
Absolutely. It was a fabulous day, and you couldn't have paid for it. He wouldn't have got it in Florida. I swear to God, it was just fantastic.
You see, when you strike gold like that between the weather and the conditions and the atmosphere and even the mood among the party or with the family, it's great.
Brilliant, absolutely. Absolutely, Ryan.
Okay, so that's a vote for
Dusty the Dolphin. Yeah, Dusty the Dolphin.
Okay, brilliant.
I say leave poor old Dusty alone. Free, let him get on with his life.
Free the duel in one. All right, Jared, listen, thanks for that. You're so good.
Sure, no problem.
See you next time. Bye for now.
Bye.